You, the listeners, asked us to deep dive into the Common Ground Coalition that you've been seeing pop up on social media, and we are happy to oblige. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode. Imogene Ingredients bringing us Pharmatan, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, home of the Motherlode Sale, Keller Broken Heart Ranch, their elite heifer sale is coming up December 10th, Moose Creek Red Angus, over 1,000 head of Red Angus cattle will be dispersed December 22nd and 23rd, RanchChannel.com, and Westway Feed Products.
Cattle Battle.
Several of you reached out asking about the Common Ground Coalition that has been popping up on social media feeds especially. What is it? Who is part of it? What is the purpose? What is it all about? We have those timely answers for you. I bring in Jake Parnell. Jake is the president of Western Video Market, owner and manager of Cattleman's Livestock Market in Galt, California, and one of the co-founders of the Common Ground Coalition. Jake, great to bring you back on the program, and you are literally on the road, so I appreciate you putting in the headset and talking with us. We have been seeing and hearing a lot about the Common Ground Coalition lately in light of the comments out of our president and watching the future boards bounce around right in the midst of when loads of producers are shipping and marketing feeder cattle. So let's start here with, what is the Common Ground Coalition and how did it get started?
It started probably 24 months ago, and it started in a conversation in a meeting as we were talking about a bunch of sale barn operators and sitting around talking about watching our producers retire and dispersal after dispersal after dispersal of these cow herds. And how do we keep these producers wanting to be in the cow business? Because for a long time, when this thing wasn't profitable, for the last decade, for the decades before that, intermixed profitable years, but there's a lot of years when you're working to pay your bills when you're ranching. And a lot of the second and third generation just weren't coming back to the family farm, especially out where I live, right? As a state of 40 million people, why do they want to go back and help mom and dad on the family farm and get by for, meager means? And so it started as a conversation there, and it evolved into, we need to fly around the country and we need to gather groups of people and listen to what they have to say. Are we on the right path? Does this make sense? Is this conversation we're having not resonating across the country? And so we had a meeting in Kansas and we had a meeting in Missouri. We moved up into Montana for a meeting. We had two meetings in California where I brought the most diverse group of people I could get each meeting. We sat them down in a room and talked about, what issues are important to you? What do you think needs to happen to keep production agriculture, to keep farming grass, which is what we do, relevant and profitable, or make it more profitable so that this cow herd can ultimately rebuild, so that there is a desire to come back to the family ranch and be a part of the livestock business. We shouldn't just say cattle. I think sheep are very viable, livestock, to talk about that way as well. We collected all of these results and then kind of got together some leaders of us at the Livestock Marketing Association. And I'll digress a little bit. A lot of people say, well, why does livestock marketing care about this? Well, we do represent our member markets and dealers around the country, but we also are very, very connected to grassroots rural America. We're very connected to the everyday rancher that may not get involved or get very active in different areas of the business. So we sat down and said, okay, what are our next steps? We've identified probably 6 to 10 key areas that resonate, whether you're in Billings, Montana, South Alabama, way out in the West Coast, or in the Midwest, where politics are different, where environments are different, but one thing is the same, and it's the message we're hearing from these producers. And so we decided that we needed to have what we initially called the Common Ground Summit. We gathered a list of names nationwide from influencers that we could connect with, from people that we knew that were well connected, that would have good thoughts. And what we were looking for was to put together a group of people that represented every segment, the packing segment, the feeding segment, the cow-calf segment, the yearling operator segment, and everywhere in between. And then a few of us at LMA sat down and discussed these different names and what made sense. We decided that we were going to host the Common Ground Summit, and it happened in Denver, Colorado, and we invited 41 different people from that list to be there. It was one of the more productive 2 days of my life. I missed one of my Wednesday sales for it. But you get a bunch of people in there and you make it very, very pointed that they are there as individuals. You're representing yourself. You're representing your region. You're representing your industry. But you're doing it as yourself. You're doing it without the messages of any other organization that you may have loyalties to. You are strictly there to talk about the future of the livestock industry and how can we come together, find common ground, and agree on some issues that we need to go out and fight together that directly affect the everyday producer with no hidden agendas, nothing else behind it except what makes it better for ranchers, for rural America in this country. And we came out of there with 5 points that we all agreed on unanimously in that room. We didn't move on until we talked all the way through them. That's kind of where the coalition officially became. The Common Ground Summit became the Common Ground Coalition after that third week of April.
So in this day and age of what seems like an incredible amount of division and opinions that are going on out there, it's awful darn hard to bring people together to find common ground.
It's terribly difficult. And so we've tried to do it from a grassroots level. We've gone out and had additional producer meetings at sale barns to talk to them about these issues. We've been present at big summer video auctions, whatever company might be hosting them. We've been present at Farm Bureau meetings. We've gotten some young people involved to help talk and teach about the Common Ground Coalition. And you're exactly right. I mean, unfortunately, those that wish to be divisive, those that are looking for clicks and are looking to grandstand, get the most attention, when there are so many good things that can be done. I mean, there are 5 key points of common ground. And if we could win on all 5 of these in Washington, D.C. and within our states, it would make the future of the livestock industry so much brighter. We always talk about there's 95 to 97% of the issues in this business that every livestock producer agrees on. There's 2 to 5% that they might argue with. Those 2 to 5% pull us apart and to a point that they overrun the good that can be accomplished. And that's the goal of this coalition and those who've now signed on. I think we're approaching 10,000 signatures. It's really since these last, this last, you know, 3 weeks has really gained some more attention. And folks have really started to reach out and try to understand exactly what it is, because we want to walk into Washington, D.C. with a common message from the industry, not, you know, this organization wants these 2 asks and this organization thinks these 3 things need to happen, to the point where these folks making our laws and our regulations and our decisions don't know where they need to go. And we still got to stick together. And there are just some issues that we could dive into that just are winners 100% across the board for the livestock industry.
Jake, hold on. We have to take a quick break. And I want to go over these 5 points that you keep mentioning, the common ground, if you will. Crew, you're listening to the Ranch It Up radio show, and we'll be right back. Keep it parked. Don't miss the 4th annual Jorgensen Land and Cattle Angus Motherlode Sale Saturday, November 22nd, Ideal, South Dakota. For the first time, selling select bulls plus maternally focused Angus females backed by 10 plus generations of proven genetics. Details at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. The Motherlode Sale, the source for maternal Angus genetics.
Ranchchannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
You can call it a dispersion if you want. We're calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For over 5 decades, the Moose Creek Red Angus cow herd has done what few ever do, and that's quietly shape a program that stood the test of time. And now is your chance to build that legacy. The Moose Creek Red Angus Dispersal Sale, December 22nd and 23rd at the ranch, Kisby, Saskatchewan, Canada. Selling 1,000 head of elite purebred Red Angus cattle. All sale information available at MooseCreekRedAngus.com and RanchChannel.com. This isn't just a sale, it's an opportunity, a chance to bring home the kind of cattle that built a legacy. Crew, welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we are back with Jake Parnell, one of the founders of the Common Ground Coalition that you have been seeing and hearing a lot about. Now, here is the 5 points or the key points that you've been talking about, and these are on your website, by the way. I encourage you all to go there. It's commongroundcoalition.net. Achieve and maintain ag-friendly tax policy. Make risk management tools more effective. Improve access to labor, increase flexibility for livestock haulers. I love that one. Create support for young and emerging livestock producers. I find a common theme in these 5 key points is towards the next generation of how are we going to call it sustainability. I know a lot of people don't like that word, but I find that as kind of a common denominator is sustainability for the next generation in these 5 key points, like you said, that are the umbrella to ultimate survival in the beef business.
You're right. That word can be used in different facets and different. That could be a very dangerous word and interpreted very different ways, but it is 100% about the future. This thing is about the common ground, really kept coming back to the next generation, how we keep these older producers from retiring and keep these family farms alive. And it is so true. It was on the top of everybody's mind during these conversations. If you look at each one of those policies individually, it gears towards that. I mean, tax-friendly policies. This big, beautiful bill was absolutely fantastic for production agriculture. You add on this Heritage Act that Senator Hyde-Smith from Mississippi is bringing in. That Heritage Act, a lot of people don't even know that there's a tax law about special use exemption that's mainly used a little bit in agriculture and a little bit in commercial real estate. But for agriculture, there's a special use exemption for land of $1.495 million. And that gets you tax exemption if you leave that land in production when you got to change that, you know, to the next generation. Senator Hyde-Smith wants to increase that level to $15 million. So you take some of these, the death tax and gift tax rule, combine them with the support for the step up and basis laws being continued, and you add this Heritage Act, and there's going to be an opportunity for some of these legacy ranches to stay in agriculture production. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the second and third generation are going to come back and ranch them, but it gives them the option to lease that ground out to someone who does want to, so that we keep that ground in grass and continue to run livestock on it. Risk management is something that a lot of people think is just about trading futures or buying LRPs. They don't realize how much weight that these financial institutions put on an ability to manage your risk or take out some type of insurance like LRP on your product when they're financing you. And we had a guy that was in the room, Joe Cavanda from up there in Montana. He's kind of an expert in LRPs and futures trading and that. And he did some math and he used an example of a 100-acre field in Montana where you could either farm wheat or you could run cows. If you were to farm wheat and use the same insurance policies that you're allowed to use in crop insurance right now, you could insure that ground for $460 per acre based on the way you could insure it for winter wheat. If you were to run cows on that ground, the way you could LRP it or take some of these other policies we have, it would be the value of $30 per acre. We're not even on the level playing field. And we've got to get ourselves to the point where we can manage our risk. We can protect our producers at some level so that they've got the capital to go reinvest, re-engage, or just simply start anew if they're a new and emerging producer. And so you're exactly right. The common ground is comes back to keeping land and ag production, keeping these generational family operations from selling off to recreation or development or whatever it might be, and just encouraging, not if it's not the second, third generation, there's a lot of kids, young people that want to get back involved in ag or want to get involved in ag, giving them a pathway to become more involved, you know. And so there's a lot of commonality to it, and it is right there on the top of mind.
So what is the future of the coalition? What are we trying to do? Is it, you know, you said you've got 10,000 people have signed already petitions on there. You've got tremendous support. In fact, you know, when I was on your website and I was just looking at different names of people that are saying, you know, I support what you're doing, I knew so many of those different people on there. So what is the next step? What is the goal? Because let me just play the devil's advocate here, Jake. You know, I need to do this, that there's going to people are going to say, oh, come on, Jake, this is now just another association. People are going to say that. So what is the next step? What is the goal?
It's not, we don't want it to be another association. We've got enough of those. This is about creating a common ground following. And we talk a lot about, you know, what is the next goal? I think it ultimately evolves into, you know, those that want to be involved in the coalition show up in Washington, D.C. at this time as part of this coalition at your own expense. And we're going to go out and we're going to talk about these issues that we've all agreed on. And we've been extremely careful. You know, every day a new issue comes up, can be discussed. That day in April, we agreed on 5 that we could go out and get some wins on. And we're going to be very careful to keep it to those right now. And as this evolves, as we, Senator Sheehy hosted a meeting for those that could attend in Washington a couple weeks ago, we think that there's probably some steps as this coalition continues to grow where folks are allowed to continue to be involved, some forums online where we can get together and discuss what makes sense and where exactly our thoughts need to be as a coalition. And what makes us more powerful as one, as producers. And I think ultimately the goal is, you know, a lot of these producers, they're involved in other organizations. They know their elected representatives. So as we learn more about these 5 points, let's just spread the message about them in a true grassroots fashion. Let's start the conversation. Let's start the rhetoric. And let's get out there and say, hey, you know what? This Heritage Act that Hydesmith is sponsoring, we need to get some support on the House side of this. And we need a bill that comes through the House side so that we can get this thing done along with some of these big, beautiful tax policies. Secretary Rawlins addressed so much of the emphasis on this, these labor programs and the seasonality that comes with this H2 labor and the way we need to fix some of these labor policies. Let's continue to preach to those who are making decisions, to those who are have influence over some of these labor laws, that we've got to get this changed. And if they hear it from North Dakota and they hear it from Washington and they hear it from Virginia and they hear it from Florida, it's going to start to resonate and build a consensus from within. And so it's truly meant to be a grassroots coalition. We have taken a little bit of a leadership role with just funding some of these events and stuff so far through LMA, but it is not an LMA coalition. This is about those of us that operate markets. These are about our producers. This is about us, getting them what they need to stay in business long time, long term.
It's about those of us that live at the end of dirt roads.
100%. It's those of you that live way out at the end of dirt roads that work 365, 7 days a week, that feed this country a wholesome, healthy, good product and giving you an opportunity to not just stay in business, but be profitable and put something away for the future generations.
Jake Parnell, thanks so much for the time. Now, you can learn more about the Common Ground Coalition by checking them out on Facebook and heading to their website, commongroundcoalition.net. And I guarantee you will find many names on that petition that you know and are familiar with from all aspects of the beef business. Crew, it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we talk the numbers and market reports. Keep it locked to the Ranch It Up radio show.
Keller Broken Heart Ranch, a leader in Simmental and Simmangus genetics, invites you to their first annual Heart of the Herd Fall Elite Female Sale Wednesday, December 10th at the ranch in Mandan, North Dakota. Selling 86 registered bred heifers, 8 breed-leading donors, and 12 elite young cows. Literally the absolute top of the herd. Bid and buy online at dvauction.com. Catalogs, videos, and sale information available at kbhrsimmental.com and ranchchannel.com. Don't miss this exciting Simmental and Simmangus event Wednesday, December 10th, Keller Broken Heart Ranch.
Hi, I'm Chase Keller. A little about Farmertan products on my operation here. I feed Farmertan products year-round, have for 2 or 3 years now, and I have not had to treat a single calf for scours, haven't lost a calf to scours. I believe fully in Farmertan products and helping my profitability on my operation.
To learn more, head to PharmaTanUSA.com.
It's going to be a tremendous offering. Tremendous offering. The best that we've ever put together. No question about it. I think there's 5 bulls in here right now, and they're all bulls that we've collected semen on and used in artificial insemination. And so we thought it would be a good idea for us to go ahead and use these bulls clean up for the cows that we're offering for sale. So they're not just bred to any old bull. These are also bred to our bulls that we're using AI.
That's the Jorgensen Land and Cattle Motherload Sale coming up Saturday, November 22nd at the ranch, Ideal, South Dakota. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recap of the markets from the previous week. So, Kirk, what do you got for us? What are numbers looking like, buddy?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, November 7th, November feeder futures closed the week at 326. That's down 1240 on the week, with the CME feeder index down $1.29 at 345.96. Obviously, with a different movement in those two, it drove the basis to a positive $19.96 versus November futures. That's a very, very wide basis. December live cattle closed the week at 221.15. That's down 8.55 on the week, with cash trading 232 in the south and the north trading 228 to 230. That left the 5 area weighted average down $1.05 at 228.97, and the basis versus December futures at a positive 782. Choice boxes were down $1.73 on the week, closing at 376.40, and the weekly slaughter was 555,000 head. That's 4,000 head below the prior week and 65,000 head below the same week last year. Dressed weights and yearly production were not reported. March corn closed the week at 442. That's down 1¾ cents. The million-dollar question is that the market has been trading a reduction in yield, but will the USDA report that?
What if your ranching vision and passions were actually more attainable on an operation other than the family one? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I recently visited with Elaine Frace about how both the younger and senior generations can utilize non-family transition plans to their benefit. Here's a small portion of our conversation.
So if you are in a farm or ranch situation right now with your family where you have no signed agreements, you've been there 11 years, they promised you all kinds of things when you came back from college or ranching for profit or wherever you've been off getting new learning to happen, and nothing has changed, and you tend to be in what we call this neutral zone, the pain of not knowing, then I want you just to stop and pause and say, what are my options? And you have options, Shay. And I think that's the key point of our time together today, is for the voices and listeners listening to this today, that you know that if you're in a farm and ranch business arrangement that's not working, and the people that have all the power in terms of control of the assets, possibly the founders or the grandparents, and you have no power to get things written down and get agreements that help you build equity, then you have other options.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
Heading to the Ranch Channel sales calendar coming up Saturday, November 22nd. Baldridge, Tiedemann, and Frank Cattle Genetics, their annual Angus and Red Angus Elite Female Sale open and bred heifers, donor and bred cows, and embryo packages, Lodgepole, Nebraska. Also Saturday, November 22nd, Jorgensen Land and Cattle hosting their annual motherload sale featuring 150 registered Angus cattle, including 11 motherload donor cows, 12 bred heifers, and 40 age-advantaged bulls in Ideal, South Dakota. Thanksgiving weekend, November 22nd through the 29th, Prairie Hills Gelvie presents the Princesses on the Prairie sale. Gelvie, Balancer, and Red Angus open and bred heifers, select embryo packages, and semen packages. This is an online-only sale through DV Auction. Wednesday, December 10th, the Keller Broken Heart Ranch presents their first annual Simmental and Simmangus heifer sale featuring 100 bred heifers along with select choice female lots, Mandan, North Dakota. That's the Keller Broken Heart Ranch. Also on Wednesday, December 10th, Gill Red Angus and their annual Fall Bull and Female Sale, selling 130 coming two-year-old bulls, 275 commercial bred heifers, and 20 bred cows, Timberlake, South Dakota. Don't forget about their feeder cattle buyback program to maximize value. You buy their bulls, they bid on their calves. Contact Brian about that program. And the big one, Moose Creek Red Angus, one of Canada's premier Red Angus breeders, located in southwest Saskatchewan with over 53 years of breeding superior Red Angus genetics. Their dispersion, Monday and Tuesday, December 22nd and 23rd. The Moose Creek Red Angus dispersal, selling over 1,000 head of Red Angus cattle. Everything goes in Bisbee, Saskatchewan. All of these sales, their details, sale reports, and lots more can be found at your fingertips at ranchchannel.com. And real quick, like answering a message that came in through a text message, Randy, that website is commongroundcoalition.net. Hope that helps you. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Jake Parnell with the Common Ground Coalition, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations. And now a big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode. I'm Eugene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, home of the Motherload Sale, Keller Broken Heart Ranch. Their elite heifer sale is coming up December 10th. Moose Creek Red Angus, over 1,000 head of Red Angus genetics will be dispersed December 22nd and 23rd, ranchchannel.com, and Westway Feed Products. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.